New Jersey's top law enforcement official is telling cities and towns across the state that they cannot decriminalize low-level marijuana possession. However, Attorney General Gurbir Graywall is telling prosecutors that they have wide latitude in how to prosecute cases that come across their desks. This is all playing out as New Jersey lawmakers and Governor Phil Murphy work out a plan to legalize recreational marijuana in the state. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has been following the story and joins me now. And Joe, the Attorney General issued new guidelines on marijuana crimes today. But what happened about a month ago that set the stage for today's announcement?
Right. So earlier in July, the top prosecutor in Jersey City announced he wasn't going to prosecute low-level marijuana possession. So a New Jersey municipal court is where you go for things like traffic tickets and minor drug crimes, that sort of thing. After the Jersey City prosecutor announced this, State Attorney General Gurbir Graywall said, no, you can't do that. He said, if there's a state law that says some kind of behavior is outlawed, then cops and prosecutors have to enforce that law. But when this happened in July, Graywall said, listen, I hear what you're saying. Let's hit pause on these low-level marijuana prosecutions for a month, and we'll convene a working group to figure out how to treat this crime going forward.
So given that perspective, what happened today?
So today, Graywall announced his decision. And, you know, one main takeaway is that he reaffirmed the idea that cities and towns can't simply decriminalize things. They have to follow the law, whether they like it or not. But the big caveat to that is that prosecutors have discretion when it comes to these low-level marijuana cases. So, for example, municipal prosecutors in New Jersey can choose to dismiss or downgrade charges in certain circumstances when they have, quote, good cause. So that could be if a conviction might affect a defendant's educational or job prospects, or if it might harm their immigration proceedings. Prosecutors can also, after someone has been convicted, petition a judge for a more lenient sentence or back a defendant's bid to avoid having their driver's license suspended, which happens often. Graywall held a press conference with reporters this morning, and here's what he had to say.
Municipal prosecutors can contribute responsibly to progressive criminal justice reform while respecting the rule of law, including the authority of the legislature and the courts. Again, municipal prosecutors cannot decriminalize conduct that the legislature has criminalized.
By way of response, have we heard from other law enforcement officials in the state or municipal prosecutors?
Yeah, several people I spoke to today said what Graywall announced made sense. And I think to many people in the legal profession, it's probably not all that controversial. I mean, the gist is that prosecutors have to enforce existing laws, but they have discretion in how to do that. I think one of the things that's interesting about this is that it seems kind of like the Attorney General's office is signaling some ways for prosecutors to prioritize their work. So maybe you don't need to charge these low-level offenses as aggressively, and that will free you up to net some larger offenders. I talked to Reed Gussiora. He's the mayor of Trenton now, but he was a state assemblyman before that and also a municipal prosecutor.
90% of the marijuana arrests are that roach in the ashtray, so there it's a de minimis amount. Sometimes I've seen arrests for marijuana fleck on someone's jacket. So what Attorney General Gruhl is intimating is that we should go after the high-level offenses.
I also talked to Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillips. So remember, this all started because Jersey City attempted to decriminalize low-level marijuana possession. I told him that this morning, Attorney General Graywall on the conference call reiterated that places like Jersey City couldn't just decriminalize low-level marijuana possession. And his reaction kind of surprised me. Phillips said that what the AG announced today was exactly what the city was hoping for.
You know, when somebody gets on a conference call and they say, well, we won't let this, but we'll allow this, and the end goal is exactly what we intended, I think anybody can see that, you know, we kind of navigated this course in a way to virtually decriminalize marijuana.
But, Joe, meanwhile, Governor Phil Murphy and the state legislature are trying to legalize recreational marijuana. What are the impediments to that moving forward?
I don't know. Governor Phil Murphy campaigned on this. He said he wanted to legalize recreational marijuana. He said the benefits would be at least twofold, that the state would get additional tax revenue and that it's also a social justice issue. There's a 2013 report from the ACLU that found that blacks were arrested in New Jersey at three times the rates of whites for marijuana possession. And as you mentioned, top lawmakers in the legislature seem to support this idea as well. So just so far, there's been no single plan that's gotten consensus from everybody, but it's something to look out for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez on NewsWorks Tonight.